We kick off a new series on WNIJ this morning, the Friday Forum. Today, we catch up with two members of the U.S. House from Northern Illinois, just as the 115th Congress is getting underway. Republican Adam Kinzinger represents the 16th District, which stretches from the Wisconsin state line to the Indiana state line. It includes portions of Rockford, DeKalb, and Dixon. Democrat Sherry Bustos represents the 17th District. She just started her third term representing the Western Illinois area that runs along the Mississippi River and reaches into portions of Rockford and Peoria. Ask any lawmaker from this region what they think is the most critical issue, and you'll probably hear this.
Jobs, jobs, and jobs.
Bustos and Kinzinger agree their focus in Congress this year is getting people in Northern Illinois back to work. Bustos says understanding that helped her win in an election that was tough on her party.
Good schools evolved from that because of our tax base. People who have the dignity of being able to go to work and earn a paycheck and support their families evolves from that. And it's really what makes a community strong and what makes a state strong.
Kinzinger says his district has a rich history of manufacturing and can continue to be a world leader in that area.
And I think on a longer term, we have to figure out ways, and I think there's a lot of progress that's been made, to marry up education opportunities with jobs in the district. And whether that's introducing kids in high school or even middle school to opportunities in manufacturing and giving people that opportunity to see what you can do around your home and to raise a good, have a good middle-class income for your family, I think is very important.
Kinzinger sees manufacturing and aerospace as just two of the economic drivers for the region.
Energies, it doesn't get a lot of attention in our district, but energy is very important. We have four nuclear power plants, and I think getting to a point where half of Illinois' energy is from nuclear power. These are good, high-paying jobs for people to reinvest in the community. You have American farmers that grow corn that turns into ethanol. You have riverways and some hydropower. So, you know, energy, whether it's fossil fuels, what we have currently, or whether it's innovating for the 21st century energy, there's some really big opportunities for the 16th District in Illinois to be a driver for the country.
Busto says her district has had more than its share of jobs outsourced to other countries and cites manufacturers Maytag and Sensata. She says the incoming Trump administration will have to put its money where its mouth is when it comes to creating jobs. She says so far, Trump's tactics for job creation are closer to corporate welfare.
I've got legislation that I've introduced that would remove any kind of tax incentive for a company to ship our jobs overseas. I've also introduced legislation that we called Boosting America's Exports that helps take a look at small and mid-sized manufacturers in our region to look for overseas customers still while making their products in Illinois and in the United States. So it's good policy, but it takes, with the Republicans in charge of the White House come January 20th and the House and the Senate, it absolutely will take Republican support to get these measures passed. And again, we've got to hold the Trump administration accountable for what they've promised that they would achieve after he was elected.
One of those promises from the president-elect is repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Bustos says the ACA isn't perfect, but needs to be fixed, not thrown out. She says prescription drug costs will increase an average of $1,000 a year for seniors if it's thrown out.
We'll go back to the days when insurance providers could discriminate against women by charging them more for basic care. It will allow insurers to cut off patients when they need care the most. There used to be lifetime limits. Those would go back in place again. The fact that our kids up to age 26 could stay on our insurance plans. That would go away. And I've got three sons, two of whom were beneficiaries of that. So we'll also bring back under the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, denial of care or coverage based on pre-existing conditions.
Kinzinger says the Affordable Care Act is doomed because it makes health insurance unaffordable for too many people. But he likes a lot of aspects of it and says Republicans have a lot of good ideas he can't wait to get to work on.
And so the question really is, how do we go to the next level? So maintaining people's having coverage, but then understanding that we want in our healthcare system for the quality to not only stay good, but to improve and the cost to come down. I think one of the big ways is to shine free market principles into healthcare. Truth in billing. So if you have a broken arm, well, maybe one area can x-ray your arm for $200 and another hospital maybe charges $300. So it would behoove you to go to the $200 place, and that would drive the cost of insurance down in the process. So I think bringing truth in billing is important, expanding health savings accounts so that people have a consumer interest. I think expanding the use of preventative medicine. I'm a big believer that lifestyle has a huge impact on your quality of life and healthcare costs.
Donald J. Trump will lay his hand on a Bible and take the oath of office a week from today.
It's going to be very different than the last 8 years. I've been critical of President Obama, and I try not to do it unnecessarily.
My governing philosophy is that you do your best to find a place where you can start a dialogue, and then you find a place where you can start with common ground.
Sherry Bustos says she's good at reaching across the aisle and has entered this new world with an open mind. But she says she's not seeing any hopeful signs from the nation's next president.
You know, in the end, if you're in public service, if you're elected to Congress, if you're elected to whether it's the House or the Senate or mayor or city council, you know, first and foremost, we're public servants. And I'm not sure if Donald Trump understands that at this point. Again, I'm willing to give him a shot. I was looking for that pivot point where he would stop these bizarre tweets, where he would start looking and acting presidential, and I'm still waiting for that pivot point.
Adam Kinzinger is very interested in foreign policy and says, for the most part, he's excited about how America's role can change under the new administration.
America has kind of ceded its role in whether it's South China Sea, whether it's the Middle East with what you're seeing in Syria, or to an extent even in Europe, even though I think the president's been somewhat aggressive in that area. I think you're going to see under the new administration a president reasserting America's role in the world. Where I do have concern and caution is in the area of Russia. I think Russia is one of the chief strategic competitors to the United States, and really is affected, will affect our well-being. So I that's one area of caution and one area I'm going to continue to hold any administration, as I did with President Obama and as I plan to do with President Trump, accountable if we find ourselves ceding ground to the Russians. As I've said, I'm excited to work with the president-elect. I'll work with him when I can and oppose him when I must.
No one is heralding the 115th Congress as a new era of bipartisan cooperation. But Democrat Sherry Bustos says the Illinois congressional delegation has a secret weapon.
Something that your listeners may not be aware of is we do something unique in Illinois. And that is, we as members of the U.S. House from the Illinois delegation and from the Senate, we get together about monthly, and we talk about what's important to the state of Illinois. We leave politics at the door. These are civil dialogues. We get together over lunch in Senator Durbin's office over at the U.S. Capitol, and that is the one agenda item. What can we do to be working together?
Republican Adam Kinzinger says there's too much to lose at home when you fight with your neighbors.
The Illinois delegation gets along really well, and even Republicans and Democrats, we may fight like cats and dogs on the floor over certain issues, but when it comes to Illinois issues, for the most part, we come together very strongly. We leave our partisan stripes at the door when we have our monthly or once every couple months meeting to talk about priorities for Illinois. Specifically, let's look at the Rockford Airport. I think the Rockford Airport is and definitely can be the third airport for Illinois. There's with the opening of the maintenance facility there, a big opportunity to bring airplanes in to fix and overhaul. You talk about the fact that interstate infrastructure and the rail infrastructure that exists around that being the potential of a future cargo hub for Illinois. Cargo loves to come into Illinois as the middle of the most powerful country in the world. So that's one area, and making sure people can get around. So I think those are specific areas we can all work together on, and our delegation does a really good job of that.
I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.